Enemann, the modern chewing gum laxative, presents fun facts and fun page features in the original radio show of its kind. The fascinating game.
Now then, double or nothing.
Music by Brusiloff. Announcing Aloys Habrilla. Star of song Frank Wallace. Guest contestant Arthur Treacher. And awarding United States War Stamps for Enemann, the originator of Double or Nothing, Walter Compton.
Greetings, everyone. Tonight, Double or Nothing inaugurates the first of a series of Latin American salutes. First good neighbor recipient will be South America's largest nation, Brazil. Representing that great country is Dr. Julio Barata, the chief consultant of Brazilian Cultural Affairs, who is in this country to work with the coordinator of Inter-American Affairs. Balancing our quiz broadcasting books are a number of varied contestants, but all having a single purpose, to win some of those United States war stamps Enemann so happily awards the winners. So keep the contestants rolling up to the microphone, Aloys.
Right, Walter. And your first contestant is Miss Rita Bethay, travel consultant at New York's Roosevelt Hotel. So, Walter, if you want your vacation planned, just ask Mr. Foster and especially Miss Bethay.
Hi, Miss Bethay. Step up here. What's the matter?
Nothing.
People have been asking you questions all your life. Why shouldn't I ask you some? Hang on that song box, will you? Miss Bethay, I sometimes put United States war stamps in those boxes. Sometimes I don't, Miss Bethay. No comment?
Well, I'll be glad if you do.
Oh, that's better. Here's your question from H. Gerhardt of Chicago, Illinois. Get $5 for sending it in. In what city of the United States would you find the following? What cities? The Loop, the Bowery, Nob Hill.
You'd find the Loop in Chicago, Illinois, the Bowery in New York City, and the Nob Hill in San Francisco.
That's right. $5 goes in that song box there. Mr. Three, that first answer got you those $5 in war stamps for the compliments of Enemann. Now, for a minute, the air is yours to ad-lib on the subject of the question, and while you talk, money accumulates every time you say something good. That's almost yours, but not quite, because then I have a very simple little question that I ask you next. That question is double or nothing on the amount that you've accumulated. You won't have any trouble with it at all, Mr. Say, I'm sure.
What should I talk about, Mr. Compton?
You talk about the subject of the question you just answered, so let's go.
Well, Chicago is certainly named the wonder city of the world very appropriately.
Opinion, but $2.
The Statue of Liberty will always be a welcome sign to every American
That's
boy
in
coming home to New York Harbor.
$2.
The Loop is one of the popular places in New York and Chicago, and everyone...
I'll give you $1 for getting it back in Chicago.
And Nob Hill is very prominent in San Francisco.
It's steep, isn't it, Mr. Faye?
Quite steep.
$2.
And everyone that goes to San Francisco must see Nob Hill.
They can't miss it.
They can't miss
50
it.
50 cents.
And we will all be very happy if the East Side Drive in New York is named after General Douglas MacArthur.
$3 more.
And I think that the Fifth Avenue with all the USO signs today makes a very, very wonderful picture for all the people in New York City.
$2. Give me something for four, will you?
Rockefeller Center is a never-ending joy to all the visitors.
Goodness, all right, $2. Something for $4, Mr. Three. Something colossal. Oh, I should say the sound man. Don't go away. $14.50. Now then, Mr. Say, double or nothing. I want you to name two of the three stars in the motion picture San Francisco. Quiet from the audience, please. No prompting. Mr. Say knows this answer, don't you, Mr. Say?
Clark Gable.
That's one.
Jeanette McDonald.
That's all right. That's correct. Okay. 28 plus 5, 29 plus 5, $34 in United States war stamps for Mr. Faye with a compliment to Enemann. Thank you very much.
Walter, your next guest is a distinguished visitor from the largest country in the Western Hemisphere, the United States of Brazil. He is chief consultant of Brazilian cultural affairs, and he's in this country to work with the coordinator of Inter-American Affairs, Dr. Julio Barata.
Welcome to Enemann's Double or Nothing, Dr. Barata. Before I give you your quiz, I know our listeners want you to tell us briefly about Brazil's role in this great war effort.
Brazil is offering every exportable article to the war effort of the United States. This includes bauxite for aluminum, manganese, rock crystal, rubber, and many other things.
Ah, rubber, very close to all of us, I'm sure. As I understand it originally, Doctor, we imported all of our rubber from Brazil.
Yes, even now, Henry Ford has a great rubber plantation in the basin of the Amazon. In fact, we hope that in the future, Brazil will become a very important source of raw rubber.
And so do we, Doctor. Both to fill our need and to create new trade relations with Brazil.
Mr. Compton, Brazil is half offering its help to the United States in its ancient tradition of friendliness to its sister nation. When the Pearl Harbor attack occurred, Brazil was the first nation to state its position with the United States. And in the last war, Brazil was the first Latin American country to declare war on Germany.
Well, aside from this material help, we feel that the two nations are also bound by cultural ties.
Culturally, there are many bonds. In Brazil, English is taught in the schools along with Portuguese. All of the books of the United States, fiction, biography, and so forth, are all translated into Portuguese. We see your motion pictures. And all of the newspapers carry U.S. News services. The Brazilian radio carries programs about the United States every day. Yes, the bonds of friendship are firmly cemented.
Well, then what can we in the United States do to return that favor?
Yeah, learn Portuguese. And take the same kind of interest in Brazil that Brazil takes in you.
That's an excellent idea, Doctor. That was a grand speech against the actress President Getulio Vargas delivered on May 1st.
Yes. President Vargas said that the Axis can threaten us, but not touch us. The Nazis and the Japs have tried their 50-column method in Brazil, and they are now in concentration camps as a result.
A very good idea, Doctor.
But Brazil will continue to defy the Axis. Brazil has not declared war, but she is in the war. We are losing sheep and lives. Brazilian sailors are carrying on in the same speed that American sailors are.
Dr. Barata, you've given us an inspiring example of what friendship between nations really can mean.
The war has a long way to go yet, and its successful conclusion will come with the close cooperation that now exists between the other countries of the Americas. This is a war of right against wrong, and the heritage of liberty and freedom that the Americas have enjoyed will continue until victory crowns our rightful effort.
Okay, Doctor, we had $34 we get rid of just now there. Didn't do any better than that, yeah. This question is from John J. Martin of Springfield, Massachusetts. He gets $5 for sending it in. What is considered the longest wall in the world? Quiet from the audience.
The longest wall in the world? I think it's China's wall.
That's right. Let's hold that strong box up there, put $5 in it, and wash hands. China wall. Okay. Let's go, Doctor. See what happens.
Yes, I can remember first the wall of Rome.
$2.
Isn't that right? It was built by Romulus and Remus.
$1 for them.
Yeah. I am speaking Latin now.
So what? $2 for speaking Latin, all right.
But I think the wall of China is bigger than the wall of Rome.
That would be $3 because that was worth $2, yeah. Go
I
on.
Think so. If I remember, this wall was built just 2,200 years before Christ.
$5, Dr. Barata. $5. You've got me there.
Yes.
I've got it. Go on. I'll take your word for it. Let's go.
If I am sure, the history of China reaches just more than 3,000 years before Christ. Is that so?
Don't ask me. $4. Just leave me out of this. Whoa. Boy, I'm glad that clock got here. $18, Dr. Barata.
Thank you.
Now then, don't reach yet. Double or nothing.
Yeah.
The city of Lazio has been much in the news of late. What was its most important function? Lazio.
Lazio. Please tell me, sir.
L-A-S-H-I-O.
Ah, you mean the thousand key of the Burma Road.
That's right. Okay.
$36 plus five, that's $41 in United States war stamps with the compliments of Peniman. Thank you, Doctor.
May I say something else?
Really?
I should like to contribute to the China war relief and give this money to China.
That's a very nice gesture from Brazil, Doctor. A very nice gesture. Thank you so much, and good night to you.
Say, Alois, yeah. We got into China a couple of thousand years ago, but did you know that a couple of thousand years ago near the shores of the Mediterranean, when people were digging for earthworms, they were not getting ready to go fishing. You know what they used them for, the earthworms, I mean?
For their canaries, maybe?
No, you're way off. They powdered the earthworms and boiled them with rabbit's feet. That was then taken as a remedy for various ailments.
Well, if you think I'm surprised, you're wrong. Just think of the bad-tasting stuff some people take as a laxative even today.
Oh, not so many anymore, Alois, because millions of modern Americans are now relying on Phenamint, the modern chewing gum laxative.
As though I didn't know. And besides its good taste, there are two other great reasons for Phenamint's popularity. It's dependable, it's gentle. And here's the modern Phenamint plant so many now follow when a laxative is needed. You just chew Phenamint at bedtime. As with all medicines, take it only in accordance with package directions. Get a night of undisturbed rest. Start the next day feeling like the top of the world again.
Thank you, Lois Avila.
And now, Walter, time for your double-double team. During the day, these two girls are friendly enemies, but tonight they work together as one. They are Miss Bernice Burns and Miss Rosalind Potter, sales representatives for rival cosmetic accounts at Liggett's Drugstore in Grand Central Station.
Step up here, young ladies. Strong box seats. One of you, you understand that during this business now, both of you do the work. Don't you want to hold your strong box? Oh, you're reaching. Don't hold it out yet. I mean, just wait a minute. You both work, see? Double trouble, in other words.
Question comes from Mrs. Grace Matta of Garfield, New Jersey. She gets five hopes for sending it in. And the Catalano Drugstore, the same city, gets a special award. What do the following musical terms mean? Pianissimo, fortissimo, and staccato. Bruce Loft on prompt. He doesn't know. I'm just kidding.
Staccato is a quick beat.
That's all right. How about fortissimo?
Fortissimo means fast.
Fortissimo means fast?
Fortissimo is loud.
Thank you, ma'am. Pianissimo?
Stop.
That's all right. $5 in there, and that's song box right there in war sense.
Now, ladies, we will have some cultural on music, please. Go right ahead.
Benny Goodman
would put fortissimo, $2, yeah.
And then we have Clyde McCoy, that does pretty well.
$2 for McCoy, the real McCoy.
Staccato. Freddie Martin plays the piano, if you're playing for me.
What about $2 worth of concerto? Bruce Loff is good, 50 cents for him, go on. 50 cents more then. Cougar, $2 for Cougar. Now, give me something terrific.
The La Conga, though.
The La Conga. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, kick. Tiger.
Now, actually, we could get classical now.
Well, you could go right ahead if you could.
May we?
Yeah. Stop punching each
other. I'm liable to hit her over the head tomorrow. Stupid serenade.
Stupid serenade. I'll give you $2 for Mr.
Whoa.
The way we play that clock, it's $11 and a half. Now then, double or nothing. I want you to... No, they're not going to be sorry. Honestly, I promise you they're not going to be sorry. You'll look out there at the audience. Don't turn around. Because Mr. Brusiloff's musicians are going to perform. Four instruments are going to be played, and audience, don't tell them. I want to know what the four instruments are.
Beautiful.
Now, I want to play them one at a time. First one. What's that?
I think it's a saxophone.
What do you think
it is? I'll say
it's something. Let's try another one, see what happens. What do you think it is? That's a saxophone. All right, what's the next one? That's another one. What's that?
Trumpet.
All right, what's this?
Trombone.
Now, play that first one again. What's that?
turn it.
That's right. Okay. All right.
23 plus 5, that's $28. United States War Stands. Thanks a lot, Gerald. Come back again sometime.
Walter, your next contestant is the brilliant composer-conductor of some of the finest Brazilian music of today, Mr. Beryl Marx.
Step up here, Mr. Marx. I understand that next May 30th, you're going to conduct that other symphony orchestra besides Brusilov, that one that Tchaikovsky and Toscanini conduct sometime, right?
That's right.
You're going to be doing that, huh?
So.
You're in 6 2 weeks in a row, that other symphony orchestra on that other network. Okay. Can't say it. Secret.
Question, Mr. Marsh, comes from Mrs. Sarah Moore of San Francisco, California. She gets $5 for sending it in. Name three types of head coverings that are considered American in origin. Make it two types.
Well, I think the Indian head type.
I'll take that as one. And one more.
The coonskin cap.
That's all right, sir. $5 goes in there. I don't think we're going to get that one on. $5 and more, sir? Okay, go.
Well, what's in the table?
I don't know. You think they're nice?
Yes.
$2, nice. Okay.
Well, the first one is the feathers, red and white.
$2. Another dollar.
Black.
Another dollar.
Blue.
Another dollar. We're going to stop any minute now, I hope.
Yes. And it must be very agreeable to wear it.
I don't know, Mr. Marsh.
In hot weather time?
Well, it's cooler than the other kind of hat. $2, okay.
And the other one is more for winter wear.
The other, no question, $3.
The other for winter wear.
And
what do you think of ladies' hats now?
Well, sometimes they're queer.
$4. What is that thing Carmen Miranda wears? You from Brazil?
Well, that's something from Bahia.
What's Bahia?
Bahia is a state.
Buy me, $2 for you. Yeah. Whoa.
$18. You're running neck and neck with the doctor. Looks like collusion. Now then, double or nothing. Brusilov will now play, and you will identify the song, please. Maestro? Quiet from the audience, please. Remember, he's from Brazil. It's top of the hit.
Stand by
Sue, that's right. Okay, it's all right. 36 plus 5, that's $41 in United States War Savings stamps. Thank you very much. Let me hang on to it for you a minute here. Thank you very much, Maestro.
Well, Maestro, Beryl Marx, congratulations. You did very well giving such interesting information on Double or Nothing.
Thank you, Frank Flores. It was a pleasure to be here.
See, I'm singing a song tonight that I believe is very representative of Brazil. It's one of your better-known folk melodies called A Casinha Pequenina. Wouldn't you say that it's similar to our Stephen Foster song?
So it is, Frank. To My Tiny Cottage. It is the English title of A Casinha Pequenina.
I like the story it tells of home and fireside and of the beautiful Brazilian countryside. For instance, in one point of the lyrics, we sing of the coconut trees.
Now, wait a minute. Whoa, back up there. Maestro Marx told me they're coconut palms, not coconut trees, Forrest.
Well, all right, Walter. Coconut palms, coconut trees.
Yeah, okay. Listen as Frank Forrest sings in honor of our Brazilian friends, a Brazilian folk song. Frank Forrest.
Casinha pequenina, onde a nosso amor nasceu. Tu nasce, lembras da casinha pequenina, onde a nosso amor nasceu. Tinha coqueiro do lado, quem foi saber de saudade? Já morreu. Tinha coqueiro do colado, quem foi saber de saudade? fagiura che figette con fervore. Da che le fece ben modato, prolungato il pelo. Prolungato il pelo,
Brusiloff, that isn't in the script.
He told me to play it.
Who?
I did.
Well, now, look here, mister. You just can't barge in here and ask for request numbers.
Well, I tell you, Mr. Ambrilla, I'm a traveling salesman, and Chattanooga Choo Choo's kind of my unofficial theme.
Yes, so. But we're on the air.
Yeah, it's about time for you to do your stuff, I know. But, partner, I thought I'd like a pink hit for you today on account of I know quite a lot about this phenomenon you tell about.
Oh, you do?
You bet I do, brother. I want to tell you that for a guy like me who's away from home so much of the time, phenomenon sure is the ticket. It's the convenience, see? You just slip a package into your pocket or bag, and there it is when you need it.
Yes, and you never have to worry about having a glass and spoon handy.
You said it. Just pop a phenomenon into your mouth at bedtime and chew it. What could be simpler? Hey, you know, I like this radio announcing business. I'm just getting warmed up.
Well, go right ahead.
Okay. Phenomenon tastes just like chewing gum. No reason to put off taking a laxative because you don't like bad-tasting stuff. Not anymore. Just chew phenomenon.
Well, thanks a lot, sir. But probably most important of all phenomenon's modern advantages are these. It's gentle, it's dependable. That's why millions of modern Americans now rely on phenomenon, the modern chewing gum laxative. Try it yourself. Only 10 cents.
Thank you, Lloyd DeVilla. Before we go on now, I'd like to tell our listeners they can get in on the fun of Double or Nothing by sending us their questions. The first to see the news wins $5. And if you include your family druggist's name, he too may win a special award. All questions become the property of Double or Nothing, and our judges' decisions must be final. Address your questions to Phenomenon, Mutual Network, New York. Come sign now for our guest star on Double or Nothing, a man who no doubt has played more butlers on the stage and screen than any other living person. Recently seen in Panama Hattie on Broadway, and now appearing at Lowe's State Theater here, tonight he steps up to our microphone as a full-fledged star without the napkin. I want you to meet Arthur Treacher.
Quiet.
Stay calm, that's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you.
Gone, Bob.
Right.
Question.
Right.
Quite what?
Quite all right.
Okay. Question is from Grace Frame of Royal Oak, Michigan. She gets $5 for sending it in. If you just don't make faces at the audience now, Walgreens Pharmacy of the same city gets a special award. Question goes like so. Differentiate between Dutch Treat, Indian Giver, and Turkish Delight.
Dutch Treat is when two persons or more go out and each pay for their own. An Indian Giver is somebody who gives something and then takes it back. Mm-hmm. And Turkish Delight is a treat or a confectionery.
$5.
You know that. Now then,
let's go.
What?
Talk.
Dutch Street. Dutch Street from a famous club called Dutch Street Club.
$2.
The famous people in it. Irving Cobb's a great speaker. I know a song called My Old Dutch. It has nothing to do with it.
Well, $3 for it, anyhow.
I just put my wife on the train a minute ago to California, and My Old Dutch was sung by Elvis Cervelli and Charlie Ingle. He's went together now for 40 years, and it don't seem a day.
Whoa.
My dear old Dutch, I like that.
The Indian giver
is the first I often wonder whether it's a moot point if a person breaks off an engagement and asks the engagement ring back whether they're Indian givers.
Well, $3.
Now, Turkish Delight used to come when I knew it in a little sort of cardboard box. It had I thought it was a lot like gelatine. It tasted of raspberries and different things
Turkish
like that.
Delight. All
Turkish delight. And it also had sort of powdered sugar on it. It got sticky. And you sort of was rather like sort of chewing gum.
A dollar, yeah,
and
okay.
It was a very nice thing. You want some more of old Dutch? I can sing, oh, I've been together now for 40 years and it don't seem
I
a day too
much.
Old
Dutch right. Okay.
Now, in regards to the Dutch Speak Club, I can't remember any great members, but I know it does hold forth every day.
$4.
And
time's up. Now, listen, there's absolute conspiracy around you. You've got $18, too.
Oh, I talked.
You talked. There's no question about that. All this research I got didn't do me any good. Now then, double or nothing.
Ah.
We spoke of Turkish delight. What was Turkey formerly called?
Asia Minor.
That's all right, mister. You said that with a nasty thing, but it's right. 36 plus 5, $41 in United States war stamps. Thank you very much, Arthur Treacher. Thanks a lot.
Can I give this to you? Will you give it to the welfare that the ethical guild is getting up this week? The Army
delighted to. Delighted. Right. Thank you, Mr. Treacher. Thanks a lot. See you at Lowell State Theater. Good night. Send us your questions to the Escafina Mint Mutual Network, New York. Questions first received in news win $5. If duplicates are received, the first entry we get in news naturally wins. Questions are sent to Escafina Mint Mutual Network, New York. So we conclude the 86th consecutive broadcast or Double or Nothing, which tonight dipped its colors to our good neighbors in South America. The lucky people of Brazil. The fine people of Brazil. Next week, another Double or Nothing Escafina Mint Fiesta with Bruce Aloft music, Aloy Sevilla, and Frank Forrest. Our special guest will be Chet Field. And also at that time, Double or Nothing will salute the thousands of patriotic women who, through their 400 branches across the country, devote their time and energy toward bundles for America. I'll be here to award United States War Stamps for a Phenomen. Now then, this is Walter Compton speaking from New York saying goodbye to you.
If you have ever suffered from acid indigestion, stop and listen. Now you can get extra fast relief just by chewing a new chewing gum preparation called Chews, C-H-O-O-Z. Chews gives you three medically approved ingredients to bring extra quick relief from gas, sour stomach, or heartburn due to excess stomach acidity. And it tastes well, cool, fresh, and minty, just like chewing gum. Chews is handy. 10 quick-acting tablets come in a small, flat package you can carry in your pocket. Then you just chew a Chews tablet the moment you feel a sign of acid indigestion. No embarrassment, as folks will think you are chewing gum. No bottles, glasses, or spoons to bother with. Chews is not a laxative, contains no soda or sedatives, is not habit-forming. Get extra fast-acting Chews now. Only 10 cents. The selection to my tiny cottage is from Canciones Típicas, compiled by Irma Labastia, and was done by permission of the copyright owners. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.